Al-Qaim, Iraq, 2005. The air had a fleeting crispness that you can only feel a few moments before dawn. The whine and vibration of the 1,500 horses melted the desert floor beneath me. I was at the helm of the deadliest machine ever built. At 50 kph, the broken terrain of the northern Iraqi desert seemed to only complement the effortless flight of the solid steel frame. I was the left wing of an echelon left formation with five other monsters of death. Five, six, get ready to break left to the hill. Roger, I've got the hill in sight, continuing. I unkeyed the mic, and the intercom automatically came back to life. Ski, keep your eyes on the horizon. Let me know if you see any movement. Yep, got it, sir. The communication rolled off the tongue with a subconscious ease. As a tank crew, we'd melded into a singular organism. We knew each other's inflection, tone, and nuance at this point. The machine itself was part of us. We trusted every aspect of the beast beneath us. Our collective hours in the M1A1 made the machine part of our lives. We trusted our machine. I'd say the machine trusted us, but I don't think these monsters trust anyone. Like a wild horse, these monsters cooperate on their own terms. They are alive. Tanks have personalities, and worse, attitudes. As a tank section, the boss and I had become a ruthlessly efficient hunter-killer team. Like reapers in the night, we transcended the arid desert like a pack of hungry wolves. This was the pinnacle of Marine tanks. Six of the most devastating killing machines ever designed were closing in on their prey. Six Tigers, our two headquarters tanks and four of our tank platoons leading the attack. The unstoppable wave of death was charging through the final act of the greatest story ever told. This would be the last great ride of the Punishers, the pinnacle, forever cast to legend and folklore. Marine tanks were getting ready to end the story with an exclamation mark that would live forever. 5. Break left. Roger. I merely scoffed on the intercom. Arnold, break left, aim for that hill to the west. Hey, kick it up a notch. I want to get there first. My driver twisted the throttle and 70 tons of steel and torque accelerated. My gunner, Ski, kicked in. Oh yeah, time to go to work. The boss gave a quick rudder steer. Hey, 5, lead the headquarters in. I'll pull along the flank. 5. I needed only to respond with my call sign. Everything else was implied. As I crested the hill, I told the driver to slow and fall into an overwatch of the advancing Marine infantry battalion behind us. The infantry headquarters filed in behind their dark guardian angels. As Lance and I pulled into position, we were like the giant lions guarding a towering relic. The infantry began building their command position behind us. This was the beginning of the end for the insurgents of Al-Qaim. The enemy forces in Al-Qaim were willing to fight to the death. We were getting ready to hasten that process. This was a turning point for the war.